Good morning. 7:27 a.m. on Friday, June the 22nd, 2018. So I briefly considered coming out at 5:30. I've been up for half an hour. I hadn't actually finished my toast. I hadn't finished a full cup of coffee. So yeah, I didn't. It was a very brief consideration. It's a chilly this morning, 62, but there's a really, really chilly wind. I don't know if you can hear it in the microphone. But I think it's inflow from the storm. It's right behind me. I'm walking right into the wind. Off to the north and northwest, there is a really black cloud bank. So I suspect that this breeze is inflow to that storm. Shoot, I forgot to put the metronome on. I think I'm maintaining my 120 beat. I really feel like I'm popping right along here this morning. So yesterday's trial by ultrasound was relatively straightforward as a matter of showing up and then having them press what felt like a billiard ball into my solar plexus and running it up and down the center of my body for what felt like 2 hours, but was really probably less than 20 minutes. God, that hurt. Jesus. Note to self, non-invasive does not mean pain-free. That was ugly. I don't have, apparently, any sign of impending aneurysm, which is good. I got the measurements last night, but I don't know exactly what they mean. Perhaps the doctor will call today, tomorrow, and let me know. Enlarged aorta, which would be sort of like, if they were looking for an aneurysm, I wish they had said so, so I would have some idea of what they were talking about. An enlarged aorta doesn't really tell me anything. I'm still dealing with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers motivation and milieu. Of course, it's got a few more days to run. The next exercise is due tomorrow, and I'm gonna need to get that done today. I have to rewrite a scene using a particular formula. I think I talked about this yesterday. Paying attention to stimulation response. So every time one character interacts with another, there's a they are responding to some stimulus and making a certain pattern of response. And while on its surface it feels a little bit arbitrary, it feels a little bit formulaic, it feels a little bit mechanical. I can see how it works. I can see how that might play out. And the question is whether or not I'm doing it already. A lot of the things that I've discovered is that I'm doing most of this stuff already. I'm doing almost everything that they've talked about already. Except I don't... The motivation piece was interesting because I really didn't have... Natalia doesn't really have a dream, her big dream. Her big dream based on her culture, family, her culture of... family of origin, culture, is to be independent, to be in charge of her own life, self-reliant, to a certain extent self-sufficient, given that nobody is really self-sufficient. We all, at this point, with a few exceptions of people who live off the grid and grow their own food and make their own electricity. They can't make their own electricity unless they've smelted their own metal, found their own rare earths, and built their own generators. So at some point they had to interact with others. They had to purchase at least raw materials, if not finished goods. So nobody was really... Okay, she's going to go off the path. Okay, I can do that. The lady with her little Scotty dog. Nobody's really self-sufficient to the degree that a lot of people claim they are.
Good morning.
An exciting morning. Holy cow. He was just dancing on his hind legs trying to get to me. She's always so smiley. So Natalia's motivation is to remain self-sufficient. Her whole culture, her family of origin culture, well, she recognizes that her mother works for a big corporation. Her father was the larger influence. They were both engineers. So it's logical that Natalia would become an engineer. But her mother's influence was reduced because Natalia couldn't go with her mother on the corporate ship. She couldn't go on the big freighters where her mother worked. And so she spent a lot of her formative years with her father, traveling around toehold space, puttering away on the Peregrine. And his outlook is, oh, get ready, sit with me. One post. Okay. His whole outlook is, okay, CPJCT is fine, but toehold space is where I'm free. And so she's picked that up, even though she probably, I don't know if she would articulate it quite as baldly, but that's really her. And one of her main conflicts is reconciling her father's life against what she wants for herself. And she really hasn't stopped to question it yet. Although she's starting to question it, and we're going to have some resolution for some of her major problems in this book. Some of her preconceived notions. And to put her on at the end of this book, she and Zoya will both be on a new trajectory for, let's just say, potential future stories. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. I guess let's wink, wink, nudge, nudge, mind of the world, say no more, say no more. Anyway, so having to address these level of detail, this getting into their heads at a level where I always have operated much more organically, because I'm really a pantser, not a plotter, because I have a feel for who these characters are based on playing them in Eve for years now. Which reminds me, I really want to get back into play some Eve. I'm paying for this game by the month. The least I could do is actually get in and play it. Or bite the bullet and let them all go to Alpha. Pick it up again when I'm ready to play some more. Cross and motocross. Okay. Well, that's obnoxious. From this point, just over one couple rows of houses, they're putting in a new building. It's a pretty big building. I'm surprised how large it is. All the other buildings on that side are all, you know, one story, you know, discrete story and a half, maybe. The one they're putting in now is like, it looks like it's like three blocks long. And at least two stories, perhaps more. The frame that they're putting up, the skeleton that they're putting up, is huge. And it's reported to be a bunch of chicken stores. So there's at least a Popeyes going in. I don't know what else is going in there. Probably not a KFC. But the people I know who really have a thing for fried chicken think Popeyes is better than KFC, so I have to give that a try. I love fried chicken. Oh my God. My mother used to make a pan-fried chicken with either Wheaties or cornflakes, depending on what we had in the cupboard. But the reason I bring up the building is that there's some sort of crane or some sort of major building tool going off over there. And it's going to be right behind the houses on the far side there. And that was loud. That's before 8 o'clock in the morning. Guy and his dog. Cute little dog. Only two ratty looking blossoms on the poppy this morning. So we're getting ready for the next generation to pop up here. I think I'm gonna beat 18 minutes, but if I keep this pace, I should be able to beat 20. Okay. So this all started with discussing the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers' next assignment. I'm really looking forward to it. It's really helpful to me to be going through these exercises because it's making me become more immersed in my work in progress. It's also an opportunity for me to write for fun. I don't need to be. I'm not frustrating over fretting, whatever. I'm able to lay back and say, okay, we're gonna do this exercise because the exercise is something I could do and nobody's ever gonna see it and it will be fun. And by and large it has been. It's been very much fun. And having fun in my work in progress is key to getting my work in progress finished. So I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.